This is a HeadGum Podcast.
What's up, shitheads? Welcome back to another episode of High and Mighty. It's me, your boy, the number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. The number one fuckboy. Johnny G, John Gabrus, joining me as always in the High and Mighty Studios is my nearly silent co-host, Arthur Gabrus. Give him a shout out. Nada, dude. Sorry, bro. Oh, boy. I am very stoned. Joining me in the High and Mighty Studios is my crew, the Taco Bell, dude. I think this is part four.
I think so, too.
Yes.
You get a Taco Bell.
We should do this show live somewhere.
Taco Bell. Oh, yes, hell yes.
That would be
we should go
awesome.
Live just on stage and eat Taco Bell and scream about it. Oh, guys, we got Betsy and Mono. We're back,
ooh,
baby.
Oh, yeah. Taco Bell.
Yeah. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. Episode 5 at a children's hospital.
Yeah. They can't eat it, so we'll describe it to them.
Dudes, I know you have no faces, but this is fantastic.
We're going to the no face ward.
And I'm going to say we can make fun of them.
Yeah, they can't see it.
They can't see or us. Or smell
maybe they have eyes, just no face.
Oh, that's terrifying.
I'm fucking freaking out, man. So let's dive in so people can start hearing our chewing noises.
Yeah.
So guys, if you have like that, whatever that condition is where you hate the sound of people chewing, I believe you. Shut it off right now.
Sorry.
I do not want to hear someone complain about this on Twitter.
I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't give a fucking shit.
Skip this episode and come back for another. Yes. I'm sorry to whoever is currently sponsoring this episode, which is probably nobody.
No one will
put their name on this. What the fuck, Taco Bell?
Taco Bell, we opened our arms to you.
Taco Bell, we've fundamentally changed the pH balance of our blood
Our insides are full of holes now because of you, and we love it.
And we're not going anywhere.
Yes.
So bring us into the family.
Figure out how to account
for us.
Yes, we'll write really good commercials.
Dude, let us do a series of Taco Bell commercials that are just for real. Explain what's great about Taco Bell, not the fake shit.
Yeah, no.
Just be like, we are fucking gross, and we're so happy to eat this.
But funny you should say this. I did a tiny promotional thing Taco Bell.
Fuck.
But it was through Funny or Die, through IFC.
What's the name of the video? What's the premise? Who's the celeb in it?
So it's around the Taco Bell film Web of Fries. Have you seen that? So we'll look at weboffries.com. They did a whole like fake trailer that involves nacho fries.
Oh.
And it's super goofy and stuff. But
very
I have to
zeitgeisty.
Say, the commercial we did had no Taco Bell food on set. Like,
no!
God damn it. It was very like...
And since it was Funny or Die, it didn't pay that well.
No. It paid trash.
And I feel comfortable saying that since they just laid off all of our friends that were
working. They sure did.
Yeah, well. I feel like every few months it's happening.
Ouch.
But hey, Taco Bell, I would love to work with you again.
Taco Bell, give us
Taco
a budget
Bell.
To make some videos. We've got like various levels of fame here.
Yes.
But the only thing that doesn't vary amongst us is our passion for fucking T-Bell.
That's where
we're equal.
Yes.
See, equality comes in the form of Taco Bell. Sees no race, creed, color.
There you go. Hey, you could have a very woke ad campaign.
Starring us.
No, but I'm there too. So it's like really multicultural.
Yeah. We got Mono and he's foreign. And gay.
That's big.
He's some kind of something.
That's big.
I don't know. I think he's Syrian.
I don't like to talk about it, but he's something.
I'm not sure. We just say he's exotic in the house. But imagine that. So we got a white broad, white dude,
and an exotic
boy.
This brown guy.
We got a fucking brown gay guy.
Fucking brown. He's
fucking brown. He's hysterical.
You're gonna love him.
Great teeth. Good musculature.
all true, by the way.
Yes.
Everything is true about that.
Oh, shit, your eye just closed shut. Fuck.
Speaking of, you're so high that your eyes are like almost melting off your face.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking
good
of
thinking.
No face.
Good thinking.
Good thinking. Oh, sunglasses yeah. on.
I'll put sunglasses on so you guys can take me seriously.
Now we can take you seriously.
Now you believe me.
There you go.
Guys, we got fucking Taco Bell. I'm so I was excited. In there at 10:45 in the morning.
I love it.
Ordering a shit ton of Taco Bell.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I got the receipt here because that's always exciting. Mm-hmm. $55. And ooh. I like to say that I did technically use my business. This is a corporate
okay.
purchase.
Good.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is for business.
This is
did
for business.
Did you feel the need to tell them what you were doing? Or
no, I was like, I said, I'm having some friends over to eat. Because he started to go like, anything else? And I'm freestyling completely.
Yes.
I have
ooh,
no
I'm
idea
so
what I'm ordering.
Excited.
Great.
But okay, so I think I can remember them as I bring them out, though.
Okay.
Awesome.
So I got three cheesy yes. gordita crunches.
Oh, yes. I heard
oh,
that thud.
Shit, that
yeah.
was a good thud.
I think these are Taco Supremes.
I love a crunchy Taco Supreme. That's what I asked for.
Betsy's miking my junk. I think these are cheesy gordita crunches. Add nacho cheese.
Oh.
So I got two of those like that. Cool Ranch, add nacho cheese or ooh. Doritos logo. Here's a big bag of sauce.
Yeah, love some sauce.
Sauce with funny phrases on it.
Very
yeah.
funny.
Oh, I got fries supreme.
Fry supreme, yes. Fuck yes.
Yes.
And I got an order of...
Oh, they're so gorgeous.
They're beautiful.
Guys, we're pulling out the nacho fries. We're recording this January 26th, the day Betsy's miking the fries. Get a shot of Betsy booming
them?
The fries.
Amazing.
This
yes.
is the day fries came out yesterday.
Oh my
yes.
God.
This episode's not going to come out until February.
And
but
I have to say, I've had January 25th on my mind for the last few months.
Yes.
One, because of RuPaul's Drag Race, but then.
Very exciting.
Crunchwrap
Supreme.
Because of fucking French fries at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I've been waiting for this day my whole life.
Me too. And I can't wait to try it. Breakfast quesadilla.
Oh, breakfast.
I've
never had breakfast.
Me neither. I thought I'd grab it.
Yes.
Quesarito, add fries.
Yes. Yes. What? Oh, shit.
An order never heard of before at Taco Bell. Quesarito, add fries.
And they want you to put fries in their stuff is what I hear.
Yeah.
Oh,
they,
the employees
there
love
was,
it.
There was no, yeah. I'm like, fry it up, dude. Mountain Dew Baja Blast, large, add fries.
Yeah.
Jam fries in my drink. Or nacho cheese in my fucking Mountain
oh
Dew Code Red.
Open up my Choco Taco.
A beefy
taco.
Five layer for daddy.
Oh,
yes.
That's
daddy.
My,
good.
That's a good. That's a good job, daddy.
I forget if these are Supreme or something else. Oh, these are nacho cheese chalupas.
Oh, my fucking
God. My mouth is fucking watering.
And these are the loaded chicken griller, the little 99 cent item that I just always love.
Oh,
so
my God.
We should start with fries, spread. Right?
Yes.
Yeah, we have to.
We should say it's 11 a.m.
It's 11 a.m.
It's 11 a.m.
Yum.
Fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Yeah.
So good. And I know that this is called the Mexican seasoning because I did that commercial where I said Mexican seasoning, $1 Taco Bell nacho fries like 75 times.
Oh my God.
Mexican seasoning.
These are delicious.
That's really good. The cheese really makes it, obviously. They're a little cooled off because I've been talking nonstop. But also.
But the texture's there.
The texture is there. And the seasoning reminds me of, you know, the Andy Capp hot fries?
Yes.
Yes.
It tastes like a moist version of that,
yeah.
right? Like a hot, moist version. Mm-hmm. A hot, wet Andy Capp hot fry. But that's what it, in a very, and that's a like high compliment.
Yum. Mm-hmm. They're
and
really
the
good.
So fucking good. The fry also reminds me of, what was that mall food court place? Like the Great Fry Company?
Oh, shit. I know what you're
the
talking about.
The Great Steak. Company.
The Great Steak Company, I think.
Yeah, and they had these fantastic, like, russet potato
yes.
fries.
Ooh.
They
yes.
really remind me of that. Like,
these are fucking good.
They're
these
really
are
goddamn
this is
good.
The thing I was very curious about trying, and I thought,
yes.
I thought I ordered a grande, but...
So now we're opening the Nachos
Supreme.
Nacho Supreme.
This
holy
was
shit.
So you
extra
can get
sloppy.
Nacho Supreme, but now with French fries, which is like... French fries covered in shit is my favorite thing.
That's my
yeah.
favorite genre of
oh,
movies
God.
And food. I
yes.
have shit all over my fingers now.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Like,
so fantastic.
So it's the nacho fries. It's the Mexican fries, whatever they're called, with nacho cheese, tomatoes, sour cream, and beef. Mm.
Oh,
it's fucking
so
great.
Good.
It's fucking delicious.
I want to cry. This is heaven on earth.
These aren't regular fries.
I might go back.
No.
Yeah. I might go back today.
Just wait till we dig Let's into the other 27 items.
We have pounds we have of food.
So I gotta go back.
These French fries are so rad.
Holy shit, we have so much more food to eat, and I just want to eat fries.
I know.
We should save some fries.
Well, I gotta say, like, I could not live without fries. Like, if it was that thing of you have to pick between meat and French fries, I would pick French fries in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
They're my favorite
Betsy
thing.
Betsy loves fries. And you love them. And you love potatoes.
I love potatoes all around.
So when this happened.
This is heaven on earth.
Yeah.
I didn't think I'd live to see this day, and I have.
Yeah.
Are they going to die now?
So far, you've lived.
So far.
We haven't finished this yet.
This is going to be a posthumous tribute, because Betsy's going to die tomorrow.
In this episode, we say up top, just want to say a little disclosure, we dedicate this episode to Betsy, who died on the toilet later that day.
On the toilet.
I had fun.
God damn it.
That's her last words. That's how she ended the episode.
I had fun.
All right, do you guys want to go to breakfast?
Yes, I want to go to breakfast. And this is fun.
I'm
this
so
is different.
Curious.
I also want to know, are they going to take these fries away from us?
I'm sure they
God,
are.
God, I hope not.
I'm learning that's how Taco Bell
Oh,
has.
My God. I'm going to fucking dip this in nacho cheese.
Oh, you're a fucking
quesadilla. Wild. None of us have had breakfast, right?
This is bacon, egg, and cheese, and I'm spilling.
Oh, yeah. I need some sauce.
I don't go past mild anymore.
This
really?
I just, once in a while, I'll throw fire on something. If I'm like in the middle of it and I need some fucking, I need like a quick remix.
Yeah.
A quick hit. But I'm often just mild now.
I love mild.
I really like it.
I think it has the most flavor. Uh-huh. Yeah, because everything else is just heat. And I miss the green sauce. They got rid of the fucking green sauce.
I'm very mad about the green sauce.
So much. That was such a good sauce.
I think they should always have like one alt, not red sauce.
Yeah.
You know, like Verde or Baja. They should always just be doing something weird on the side, because they're a very dippable food. Yeah, this is
like good, nice and simple.
The quesadilla.
I have a negative critique.
Tortilla here. What?
Yeah.
Is it? There is cheese on it.
This is very.
Go ahead, Mono.
LA. This is very airport breakfast.
Uh-huh. Yes.
This is very like. At 7 a.m. at every airport, every single restaurant, no matter whether they're Thai or African or like Glaswegian, serves the same breakfast, which is just egg, cheese, bacon.
Yeah,
right.
But that's not bad.
It's not necessarily bad.
It's a
What do we expect from Taco Bell?
Safe thing.
If you dip it in nacho cheese, it's fantastic.
I will say I kind of wish it had that like jalapeno creamy, just like the regular
quesadilla. That jalapeno
so
ranch, jalapeno cream, that the
if
shit that makes
that
the quesadilla.
Bottles,
Baja.
Baja. Sauce. I think that's Baja, right?
If they sold Baja sauce in bottles,
oh my God.
That's all my fridge would be.
Wait, we should be able to. We should, We should be able to, whatchamacallit. Get a side of Baja sauce.
Yeah,
we should, like,
probably, right?
I wonder, like, that's something we should be thinking about adding to the rotation.
Let's go back right now.
No, we have one more special treat.
Oh, this is it with the fries in it. Okay. So, quesarito.
I'm so glad you got one.
Quesarito
so
with
much...
fries in it. Bets, I think you got to go
Are
first
you
bite.
Serious?
Yeah, dude. This is your pitch. You're the one who sent this over text, and I was like, you're a genius.
You have to do a big bite, too, so you don't get too much tortilla.
And then it's just us eating the same food we eat every episode. Always get our favorites.
That's good. That's good, because we have a lot of things we need to say. She's nodding.
She's nodding.
She's smiling.
She stared at it 10 seconds.
She's watching at her heart.
I had fun.
Her teeth are falling out.
Yes.
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 Okay.
I had
fries
fun.
And everything.
Add them to everything.
Everything. Because, like, the Greeks do it with gyros.
That's true.
Let's do it with absolute... Like, I would get these fries and put them on fun sandwiches, burgers, but everything. Oh, it's so good, right? Dude.
It's really good. I would definitely get that. Because I love getting beans in my quesarito.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I would get beans with fries.
I would get no rice.
No rice.
Yes, yeah.
If you're adding fries, lose rice. But the fries add such a nice
such a
spice.
Fun kick.
Holy shit.
And that's a like, fun texture.
That's like putting Doritos on a sandwich.
Oh.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
When I discovered that. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Both John and Betsy are dying.
Oh, God, no.
One more bite.
I had fun.
Why am I still
When I discovered you could put fucking Doritos and chips on sandwiches, it blew my little mind.
I know.
I was like, this is the greatest thing in the whole wide world.
Then when you got older and you were like more comfortable with mayo, and you were mayo and Doritos to a sandwich. And it's
God damn it.
Yeah. Like a high school bullshit sandwich that you get like at school, and you get like, it's like ham on a club roll.
Yeah.
And then you, and like one slice of lettuce, and you're like, oh, I could add Doritos and
get
mayo. And
then
now this bullshit school sandwich
is so good. Oh my God.
Putting fries in a burger.
Boots, I got So how do we feel about that quesarito and fries?
Love
I really like it.
I love it. I think it's smart with get rid of the rice.
And maybe extra sauces. Like you can almost put extra nacho cheese.
Right. We should probably add nacho as well.
I also love the avocado ranch.
Oh, right. You know,
I add that. You don't love it?
No, I like it, but I always forget.
Of course.
That's the thing you add. You extra grill your quesarito, add avocado ranch.
We should have another episode of just the sauces.
Ooh.
I'm just
saying. We still get a bunch of food and we just dunk them in.
We still eat everything.
We just dunk them in the three different sauces that they have.
That's a craft supreme. Everyone, we are still on a high. We're at minute probably five.
Here's Taco Supreme for you, your special request.
I love a crunchy Taco Supreme.
I get it.
It's just, you know, the backbone on which this chain was built.
Yes, it really was.
Cheesy gordita. Cheesy gordita crunch nacho cheese.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. How is that tasting, Gabes? Rather
fantastic. Holy shit. This is great. We should just add, I should have added fries to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just for this episode, I'm embarrassed. I have to go back. This is a fourth time.
Pop a fry in there.
Okay, we're back.
We're back.
Pop a fry in that bite.
Squish one in.
Genius, dude.
Yeah, me. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I love Crunchy Taco Supreme. I love Crunchy Taco Supreme.
We love Crunchy Taco Supreme.
It's actually pretty good. But it is a little similar to the Dorito shell itself.
Uh-huh.
Oh, of course.
So it's like...
Because it's orange.
Yeah.
It's equally orange.
It's just the same orange goop. Oh, my God. What the hell is this in my hand?
Oh, I don't know.
We've lost control. Oh, I want a bite of that Crunchwrap B.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That looks
Crunchwrap.
Fucking good. Crunchwrap Supreme.
Number one.
Mm. Crunchwrap Supreme.
Supreme. Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm going to hit record now, and we'll start, we'll start the episode.
Oh, no.
Fuck, okay.
How do we get them to bring back the chicken?
Oh, my God.
The fried chicken?
I love the fried chicken so
much. I know.
Much.
Fried chicken should be there. It would be awesome.
In terms of fries, they can go further, too, with what they do with the fries. Like
Parmesan garlic. I mean, it's not really in the Taco Bell world, but let's just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Why not, right?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Mono?
Ow.
Truffle fries. Duck fat
like
fries.
You guys like the Taco Bell truffle fries?
They're expensive.
One comes on the 99 cent menu.
Yes, yeah. Oh, yum. I mean, yeah, what would be fun?
Gosh, I'm trying to think.
Well, I mean, why not like Dorito powder french fries?
Mm.
With like Cool Ranch.
When will we have
fiery.
Dorito?
I'll come.
Dude, I bet you the government already has Dorito.
They fucking do, and they're keeping it from us just
why
like the cure of cancer, man.
Why would they let us have it? Is it because the aliens taught it to us? The aliens were like, you should add Cool Ranch dust to fries.
Yes! They're fucking smart.
Fucking saw this.
Like, we built the pyramids. We know this.
There's a sequel to Loose Change coming out, man.
We built the pyramids, and we are Hillary Clinton.
No.
No.
Fuck.
I knew it.
Should they do, like, cheesy, like, maybe, like, they should have, like, a fun cheese-filled, like, potato spud thing?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They should do I always thought one thing they should do is like an order of nachos inside a wrap.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like it should be like the Nachos Bel Grande Burrito. And it's like you just get chips, cheese, meat, chicken, like kind of, and you just get to wrap it all up. And sorry, I know the Frito one is kind of
like
that.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm saying like, go big. Let's push it.
They should do
Okay.
Here we go.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
A giant crunch wrap.
Okay.
Like pizza sized crunch wrap.
Okay.
Slice it up where every section is a different item on the menu.
Wow. I love that.
Okay.
I genuinely don't follow. But
okay. So
a big old crunchy
a big old
pizza
tortilla
circle.
We start with big old circle tortilla.
So it's a party
and
food.
In every little section, it's a different item.
And then it's folded up. So you're like, oh, give me a slice
and then
of
you put
taco.
A big crunchy
give me a slice of quesarito.
Yes, where it's all the ingredients, but then you already have your tortilla, you already have your crunch.
Dude.
Wow.
You're welcome,
where
Taco
do I sign?
Bell. Taco Bell.
That would be pretty Taco Bell.
You're very welcome, Taco Bell.
That
I
would
love
be
Taco
huge.
Bell.
But I wonder, would that be super fun or would that be a nerve wracking? Because like you have to do the thing where you share a pizza. Because when you share a pizza, there's people who don't
Mano
know how to share.
Hates sharing a pizza.
I hate sharing a pizza.
So you always get one full pizza to the dome.
No,
I'll have eight slices.
I know you don't. Yeah, I know I'm full, but I'm gonna do it. No, yes, keep going.
It can be hard, right? Because some people don't know the etiquette of sharing a pizza.
Right.
You know, like it's just a thing. Like,
Mano's getting fired.
So you got to make sure you get the right amount of slices.
Some people will take five slices when there's only one pizza, and you're like, oh my!
It's four each. It's like an unspoken thing.
It's an unspoken thing.
You don't pay you.
I don't know. They don't pay all that weird stuff, or they're like, oh no, I'm not hungry. And then you bring the Taco Bell pizza, and they're like, oh, what's that?
I will have a slice or two.
Yeah, and you're like.
Or all of it.
Like they don't offer to pay. They say they're not hungry. The food comes. You're like, oh, dude, you're going to eat all of this?
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah man.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I was going to, but now that you're asking me out loud.
Yeah. I got, when I, sorry, I'm going now back to the fries.
Please.
I went to Ecuador my senior year of high school.
Yeah.
And one of our last nights. Yeah, you remember? You were there, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I used to live in Ecuador.
Yeah.
I saw you.
You showed us the Galapagos Islands.
Hey, check this out. Look at these turtles. Tortoise.
Tortoise. My bad.
My bad.
And like one of our last nights there, they're like, we got a treat for you. We're getting you guys Mexican food. It's going to be awesome. You're going to love it. They take us to this club, like a dance club that they like rented out a room in. And then there were just piles of Taco Bell from Ecuador. And they had French fries.
Yeah.
They had fries, but they were more like the McDonald's kind of skinny, shoelace, plain fries. But I remember being like, why isn't this a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Taco Bell.
Potatoes go great with everything.
We got you guys Mexican food.
Yeah. Where it's like you go outside and you can have the best steak of your life for like a dollar. But here's some slop.
I mean, I love it. I wonder, I want there to be so many fry things. Oh, I'm just now
what's
looking.
That?
It's like a griller of some kind.
That's the loaded Chipotle chicken griller.
I'm going to go ahead
and
dunk
accidentally
it.
Do they have a thing where they're like, okay, all you have to do is say fry it up to get fries into stuff?
Oh, yeah. They need to say like,
yeah, give us
something different than add fries.
Yeah.
We can. That's what we can come up with the commercial campaign.
Yes.
Let's pitch on that. Let's pitch
fry
on.
Me. Oh.
I like fry.
Oh my God.
That's sensitive, right?
That's very sensitive.
I think only you're allowed to say that.
Yeah, totally.
In the restaurant.
Totally. That's why you guys need me, Taco Bell. We got a white guy, a white girl, and
him. He's exotic. You see?
Ask him what he is. We don't know.
We're afraid to ask. He's told us before, so we just act like we already know.
But he says a bunch of cultural slurs.
Every time.
He really has fun with all the slurs, so.
Okay, so pitch one is I, please add fry.
I, please add fry. Please only do that.
We should do a whole sitcom sponsored by Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah.
Two white people and a mano.
Considering Taco Bell doesn't even want us to advertise with them, we should at least do.
I know what the pitch is.
They won't even retweet us on fucking Twitter, those scumbags.
So give us a sitcom.
I know what the pitch is, guys. It's a reboot of Three's Company. And where, because remember, Jack was like gay. He was presented as gay so that he could live with the girls.
Yes.
You're presented as bi. And dating both of us.
Yes.
I'm like a super foreign immigrant who's trying to stay in the country, and you present me as your live-in
fuck toy.
Your live-in fuck toy.
Fuck toy.
So that they're like, oh no, he can stay. He's a live-in fuck toy.
Oh, yep, that's the rule. Live-in fuck boy or fuck toy. Great. I love it. Taco Bell.
I mean, I'm just riffing. If it's not living fuck toy, it could be anything else. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing out ideas.
No.
Josh, that's your first pitch for everything. I don't know, living fuck toy?
Yeah, you tell me. So Taco Bell, so far we got
And Livin' Fuck Toy.
Livin' Fuck Toy, the sitcom about pretending their friend is not foreign. Living Fuck Toy.
Maybe like just Live Free Fry Hard.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to say that every time. So can I get the quesarito and Live Free Fry Hard?
You almost forgot it.
I don't know.
It really rolls off your tongue. I just can't keep remembering what it's
Very simple. Very simple. Okay, what else?
What's yours, Gaby?
This is so good.
I'm a fry guy. You say that before.
I'm a fry guy. Okay.
I'm a fry guy. Doritos Loco.
you have to say it before.
Yes, sir.
Let them know I'm a fry guy.
Do you have to say it before each item? Or if
no.
You
oh, sorry. If you,
that,
say, if you show up and say I'm a fry guy in the beginning,
then
it's
everything.
Just everything you order has fries on it.
But you could be like, can I get like a crunchy taco supreme? And then also, I'm a fry guy.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a quesadilla?
Oh, yeah.
So you do that.
You
like,
do it in the middle of your order.
Yeah.
And everything past that has fries.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, that's easy.
I'm a fry guy. Yeah, that's so easy for everybody involved.
You know what sucks
involved
about the Taco Bell I go to, though?
What?
It's now no drive-in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
no
crazy.
That one.
So I gotta, like, get out and go wait
that's
in line.
Crazy.
And they're like, John, these are your 8 things, and 5 more are coming. I'm like, why
friends
didn't I give them a free?
I have friends.
I'm like, I'm an entertainment journalist? What? I host a podcast at my house. Smoke a joint in the middle of my intro where I start.
Oh my god!
Your face
okay
melts off. There's still a lot of Taco Bell here.
You're I'm going ham on some of the beefy five layer.
Yes,
right? That's always really good.
You want a little shot of that?
I want a shot of that because
a little shot.
It's all about nacho cheese.
I got
cheese
that mild sauce to pop on there if you want.
Yes,
oh, you know.
Good. This is all so good. My mouth is watering. Mm. Oh, I'm in heaven.
I love that. I love how goopy they are.
I
like
know,
that's my favorite.
Love a
that
goop.
One's all goop.
I love
there's
a good
no rice,
goop.
There's no veggie.
Yeah.
It's just, and no meat. It's just paste
just
on
no
the face.
Love it.
None of that bullshit. Like, you know, like no tomato or lettuce.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Right.
The texture is all creams.
Oh, yes.
It's a fucking sack of lotions.
In my mind, the lettuce and tomato are such
sack
derivatives
of
vegetables.
Oh,
that,
yeah, they're
that
hardly vegetables.
Oh,
hardly.
Yeah.
They're garnish.
They're,
they're edible garnish.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they're really actually lettuce and tomatoes.
Yeah, they're just made up from their napkins.
Yes.
And we wouldn't even know.
And to piggyback
together
on that, Taco Bell, we would love to be your sponsor.
Taco Bell, we love you so much.
We love you so
we
much.
Do.
We get what you're doing. We get what you're doing.
Yeah, I don't think they're keeping in mind the market for people who know Taco Bell is shit but still love it.
Uh-huh.
I feel the whole...
I guess you would call an addict.
Yes, people who wish they could quit and wish they loved themselves enough to quit but won't.
Like when you see a drugs are bad commercial and in your head you go, no.
Yeah.
I'm not quitting them. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I disagree.
It's a perfect trick. You're like, I'm good. I don't need this.
Yeah.
I feel better without it.
Yeah. Then you start to shake and get fevers and cold sweats. And then you're like, maybe I should just have one. One taco, please.
Oh,
yeah, that felt good.
I'll be right back with a couple of CGCs, baby. I'm a fry guy.
I'm a fry guy.
Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, don't worry. He's just the fuck boy.
Oh, leave then it's
be
fine.
What are you doing in there? We're just unloading our cum in our fuck boy's hole. Okay.
Don't worry, he's not a foreigner. We're just pumping him full of our cum.
Those are
like
my tenants.
Like a good little fuck toy. The number one fuck toy.
Number one
the
fuck
number
toy
one fuck toy?
Mano, you're the number one fuck toy.
Oh, it's my honor
fuck
to even
toy.
Being your object
fuck
is
toy,
my honor.
Fuck toy is a very delicious Japanese vegetable.
Fuck toy. I love it.
I like steamed fuck toy, teriyaki fuck toy.
Mm-hmm. It's nice, just a nice little flavor. Fuck toy.
I will find myself.
We call Mano teriyaki fuck toy from now on.
Yeah.
And I
hey teriyaki fuck toy.
Glaze me, baby.
Woo!
Woo! Woo!
Oh, oh.
The distance between fire sauce and mild sauce on the spicy meter is so small.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's like,
it's just point. Like a little less flavor and more like just.
Yeah. You got to go Diablo to get any fucking.
Yeah. But even like Diablo for me is too perfumey.
Yeah,
like it was too much. Oh, I was excited for like a hot one, but then it was. Thank you so much,
Betsy. You're the smartest person I know.
Thank you so much.
Oh my god, this is good.
Uh-huh. What's that one?
This looks like a chalupa,
a nacho cheese chalupa.
Holy shit!
Fuck,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. It is perfumey.
Mano, eat it and eat it fucking slow.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Oh,
for the listener,
shit.
Mono just one bite at it.
Oh,
he
shit.
He just put
it's
it all the way.
It's all gone.
It's all
He's
gone.
He's choking it down like a duck.
He just pulled the paper out of his throat.
And it's like good a boy. Fucking snowflake down. Yeah. It's beautiful.
It's an origami swan.
Thank you, Dad. May I have another?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was delicious.
No, he's not a dreamer, just awaiting citizenship. He's our fuck toy, we swear.
Adding a french
Good.
Fry.
Oh, shit.
Because DACA does not keep them safe. Only fuck toys are safe. Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
You added a fry.
No, dude, if you're Taco Bell, why don't you go fucking...
A napkin.
Why don't you come up with a napkin?
Napkin, please.
Okay, sorry. I couldn't resist keep it, like not handing you an.
Yo, why, Taco Bell is missing a big opportunity to not get in a fucking bold political stance and say start putting out ads that say there are no walls at our border.
Yes,
anyone's welcome at Taco Bell.
Yes,
right.
Wanting
to get
huge.
Get behind
Someone's
that.
Someone's pitched it, but they've been like, "That's
too woke."
They're
telling me John Gabers is too woke.
No.
Imagine someone said that about.
What would you do if somebody said that genuinely to you?
Somebody on Reddit asked if I was an alt writer.
Oh shit!
I was like, I better get fucked. Yeah, I know. I was like, what? There's, I like searched my name on Reddit because I was like jacking off, and I like to read what people hated about my podcast appearances so I can come.
Yeah. About my podcast.
I got nothing else for them.
They sent me. Though I sent me a text saying, "Please humiliate me."
Yeah. I said, "Write this nasty thing about me, please."
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Go ahead. You were saying, so you're jacking off. You're reading comments about yourself.
So you're an alt writer.
And someone asked if I'm an alt writer, and then like. Not everyone automatically disagrees. People are like, well, you know, he always says kind of racy things is like Gino Lombardo.
Oh my God.
My theory is a lot of people from Long Island are actually just kind of like that. And he's just, I'm like, what?
Then just start like grouping it.
So I'm just here to say I'm not an alt-writer, you fucking Jew.
God damn it.
Oh, man.
Don't you dare call me an alt-writer, you fucking Jew.
Guys, he's not an alt-writer.
My windows are open. It's in the morning, and I'm screaming.
You live in West
Hollywood.
You live in West Hollywood.
Hey, shh. Don't tell the listeners.
Don't tell the listeners.
But I'm in the Gaberhood.
I was say, you really wanted to pop an F out.
Yeah.
But guys, he's not an alt-writer. What all... He comes in my fuck hole.
Yeah,
you can't be an alt writer.
I'm openly sort of bi. Somebody tweeted the other day, just come out as bi already. I'm like, I'm not bi. I just talk about guys a lot.
Yeah. I love it, you alt-right monster. What are we talking about? The chemicals have gotten to my brain and my short-term memory's gone.
Oh, hell yeah. That goes quick.
My feet are tingling. My hands are numb.
My brain
my
is
hands
happy.
Are numb.
Really?
That should be the Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. My hands are numb.
Why would you sponsor us?
Come on, Taco Bell. Yeah, I'm seeing everything is green. It's great.
We should say we don't blame Taco Bell.
No.
We know we're over consuming.
Yeah.
Yes, this is,
so
our,
this
fault.
Is our fault.
This is us. This we're is asking for it.
Yeah.
This is us.
Any three items eaten alone is fine. When you start getting into our territory is when you start affecting yourself.
Yes.
Everyone knows that.
Everybody knows that.
Because each item is like novelty. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like it should be treated like a novelty.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not supposed to eat all these. This is like Chinese buffet in a
way. Exactly.
It's like you go, you're like, you're not supposed to eat all that different shit in one shot.
Right. No. If you went to like a fair, you would have like a funnel cake.
Right, right.
You wouldn't be like, I'm going to get the funnel cake and the corn dog and the chicken nugget.
I mean, I don't know about that.
That sounds good.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds fucking that sounds delicious.
Here's my question, guys. So now that they've done fries, are they should they keep going? Like, should they do
add a Mexican burger?
Ooh. Or like a torta or something? A torta? That's... That makes sense.
I don't know. That might be not worth it for them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I wonder what is the next step, because if fries work for them,
yeah,
what would be what is the next thing we want to see? Because fries is what we've been shouting for a while.
For a while. Every time I drive by one, I just shout fries.
Every time I throw a brick through the Taco Bell window with the word fries spray painted on it.
Yeah.
It just says I'm a fry spray paint.
I'm a fry guy. Oh my god.
Oh man, the nacho cheese chalupa, of course.
It's so goddamn delicious.
I'm fucking dying.
We're dying.
Yeah, I forgot
I
how
do. It's so
And you know what? The reason I think we're remembering it even more fondly, I think, cuz the chalupa shell holds up better sitting than all of the other items.
Oh,
so this is probably the closest to it. Would be it's not warm anymore, but it held its texture better than the gordita, better than anything else.
It's so good. It's crunchy. It's bouncy. It's soft.
It is so good.
A masterpiece of scientific laboratory testing.
It's like a lightly toasted Mexican pita.
Oh, yes, that's perfectly put. It's so good.
It's like the Jamaican beef patty packet.
Oh yeah, I've never had that.
You never had that?
Nicole was telling me about that.
Dude,
she loves that.
Next time you're in New York and a place offers beef patty on cocoa bread, you have to get it. So that Jamaican beef patty is so good.
Okay.
And then the way that a lot of people eat it is also on bread. So it's already a pastry around meat, and then some people add it to cocoa bread, and it's fucking... It's so fucking good.
That sounds awesome. Yeah.
Yum.
Let's go to New York, Mo.
Let's do it. You know what?
Bye.
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 Okay. Bye. And we're back. Sorry. This episode's taking us so
You were right. Very delicious.
We should record a podcast that is like running over the course of 2 years, and we let it out like at the end of 2 years.
That's really funny.
We come by and talk for 15 minutes like every Friday.
Yes. That would be awesome. Just checking in.
And at the end, there's some like big bomb drop, like the end of the Jinx. Like there's something that pays off.
I killed them all.
They killed Drew Tarver.
No, he killed himself.
For sure.
Drew.
Drew, you fucking...
Drew, you don't listen to podcasts. You don't know how to do that. So we know we're safe.
Fans
will probably tell him because they love fucking drama.
Dreamy.
Listeners love will be like, drama. What are you going to do about killing yourself, Drew?
Oh, my God.
To that, I say, you won't, you coward. I was going to say, do you guys remember, like, it kind of reminds me, because I've been eating fast food for a long time. Wendy's used to have these weird pitas for a second.
Yes.
In the 90s, Wendy's had, like, pitas, they were delicious.
Yes. Wendy's had a lot of fun, good, like, kind of different side things.
Yeah, they also had the weird
Wendy's
salad bar.
Our second favorite fast food.
Yes.
Wendy's, you can poach us. We're poachable.
Yeah, Wendy's.
Yeah, we are. So far, Taco Bell hasn't given us shit.
Wendy's, we will turn against Taco Bell for you.
On a dime.
But also, Taco Bell, listen to this episode and hire us to make ads.
We got
to
get in a bidding war.
And also to add some fake leverage, Taco Bell, Wendy's has sent us a contract.
Tons of contracts.
Oh, yeah. We haven't signed yet.
Because we're waiting for you, baby.
We've already guaranteed that we have unlimited chili for life.
Yes.
And chili's we pretty good. Will sign this contract right now.
Unless you call us Taco Bell.
I'm licking
Guys, my
the
phone's
pen.
Ringing.
Oh!
This is being pre-recorded, but how could they know?
Yeah.
Hello? It's Taco Bell.
Hi, I'm Merle Tom.
Hi, Merle Tom.
It's me, the CEO of Taco Bell.
Oh, hi, Mr. I'm sorry. Let me call you Mr. Tom.
Please, I prefer Merle.
Okay, Merle.
I couldn't help but hear your live podcast recording before you.
Hold on, I'm getting another call.
Are you serious?
Getting another
Are
call.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I don't know why I'm holding this phone as part of the bit.
Hello? It's me, Wendy.
Hello, Wendy.
Did you get my contract?
I didn't sign your contract yet. The unlimited chili is sounds delicious.
Pretty
but
sweet, huh?
Look, I have someone on the other line, and baby, he's offering. Oh, hold on, baby.
Is he calling back? Okay.
Hello, this is John Gabris, host of High and Mighty, the number one fuckboy. You can buy a t-shirt at gabris.com/shirts. Hello, who is this?
Hey, it's Papa Murphy.
Papa Murphy?
Yeah, I make pizzas.
For
it's
who?
A thing. It's like a Midwestern thing. Papa Murphy.
Colorado, for sure.
Hi. Yeah. Oh, hi, Papa Murphy.
You like?
Sorry, my uncle's last name is Murphy, so I was confused.
Do you want to be our spokesperson?
I'm going to put the... Why am I still holding
the... You're it's committing an audio, to this bit.
It's
so
an audio
hard.
Bit. I'm like so...
I really like the commitment.
That was really good
that
blowing was, out of the world.
Was perfect.
That was called...
Love the Papa Murphys.
Super
Have you hybrid. Heard of Papa Murphys?
No, is it good?
So it's pretty good. They make the pizza, but then you cook it at home.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
That's smart.
Yeah. That's good. I like it.
I've never had it. I've always just been like, oh.
Let's
Papa
go to Colorado.
Murphy.
We'll go okay. ski all day and then get a Papa
I
Murphy's.
I always play him in improv.
He's just my favorite character in Game Move.
You're like, you go, I've never had it. When I say I've never heard of it, you go, you haven't? Yeah.
Like, you haven't?
I've never had it. Don't act like, what's crazy? I've never heard of it. Am I even talking into the mic? I'm not.
No,
I don't know.
You're definitely not. It's okay. You're loud.
It's
I know.
Perfect.
I'm taking a mid-break performance-enhancing drug.
Yeah.
Not mid-break. What's it called?
Intermission?
I'm taking intermission.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But in this intermission, I'm going to ingest some performance enhancement.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
take it.
Come back for round two.
Yes.
I'm putting myself out this afternoon.
Yeah, you're dead.
I'm fucking dead. I don't
you're
give a
dead. You look like a Salvador Dali painting right now.
Yeah. You're just melting down that chair. And your face turned into a clock.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Holy
Finally.
Shit.
Finally,
Ooh,
dude.
And is that a dick? An allusion to a dick?
Oh. Oh, hell yeah, dude. Lots of dicks.
A lot of dicks and Dali.
A lot of dick and Dali.
Are we going to... Are you going to say something, Gaby? I was going to ask you, what are those questions people seem to be asking?
All right.
Oh,
should
yeah.
we look at that?
We should look at that.
We should look at that. People were very nice, and they were excited about our Taco Bell episode, and they asked you some questions, right, Gaby?
Wow, what a setup, bro.
Right?
I know,
I'm really
care of
professional. Every day.
Taking care of business.
Taco Bell.
Whoa. Here's a cool question. It's like, I like philosophical ones.
Oh, great.
So,
philosophical. I love falafel ones.
I love philosophical ones. Okay. So, Sophocles... This is from @rock_mechanic. Would you give up your favorite Taco Bell food forever in exchange for free Taco Bell for life?
Wait.
Yes.
Oh,
so take your favorite thing off the menu so that everything else is free.
Yes.
I think I would.
Because I feel I could make mine, essentially. Like, I could make a Crunchwrap out of the ingredients.
Other things.
Yeah. For free?
Yeah.
And but mind you, Betsy is on a Netflix show.
That's true.
I need that free stuff, man.
Taco Bell for free. I bought $55 worth, and it's enough for three people to die on.
Yeah.
It comes. This is my suicide
That's
note.
True.
It's a picture of the receipt. Guys, suicide's not
I'm
going to
be really brave and say no. No, I won't take
Whoa.
That deal.
Could I get rid of the cheesy gordita crunch to eat everything else off the menu for free? Now, if you tell me. If I give up the cheesy gordita crunch, can I eat every other item health consequence free?
Oh, that's different.
Oh, then yes.
Then yes.
Then yes.
Then I'll give up my top three items.
Yeah.
Totally.
To have the rest of the menu.
I would
be
give
totally.
Up my family if I could eat stuff without any consequences.
I would fucking take that no
I
country
would.
For old men thing to Arthur's head
yeah.
in a second.
Yes.
In
he
a
would,
fucking
he
second.
He would turn to like just glass. Like just. Like.
Yes. If I could.
I
have...
would do that to his fucking head.
Oh my God.
In order to have Taco Bell have no health consequences.
If I could have
oh my
the midsection of Brendan Fraser from 1994.
That sounds very specific.
Do you know what? If I could have the
what,
torso.
Is that hunky?
The torso that he had
from
in Encino
Bones?
Man.
Oh, hell yeah.
If I could have that torso, I would drown my family.
Drown them.
Watch
one
them.
By one, alphabetical
one
order.
One by one, I'll put my foot on their head and hold them down.
In an above ground clear tank. like at SeaWorld.
So the other ones, the other everyone's watching while they wait.
Yeah,
everybody's watching while they wait. For his abs and Encino
that,
Man.
That torso, man.
I get that.
That's worth it.
Yeah,
he's
it's
so
worth it.
He's so goddamn hot.
And
even
then
when
he
he's like
exploded.
Covered in mud.
Yeah.
He's fucking hot.
I remember getting so fucking horny as a kid when they showed the tits at the end. The yeah. mud tits on
the
wall.
Mud tits on
I was like, oh yeah, dude, cave chicks.
Isn't that weird what would make you so horny as a kid?
I've tried
like
that.
Weird things. I've tried.
On like the shower. To uh-huh. be like, can boobs do that?
They can't.
No.
They can't. Suction.
Like I've smushed it up to see if I can do like perfect. Yeah, you can't do it.
Your areola would actually have to be raised, which is like yes. what's complicated.
Yeah,
like, right. In order for it to like really
yeah,
make
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So it doesn't work, guys.
I remember just the weirdest, stupidest shit being like, a gross guy in whitey tighties used to be like, well,
oh,
I gotta go jerk off now. Like anything when I was like 11 would
yeah.
get me going.
The like. Kid in Caddyshack, there's a part where he like is like about to sleep with a girl and they like pull the covers off and
yeah.
like reveal him, and I remember being like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Cause he's like in little tidy whities and yeah. it looks like he has a boner, and like, well.
Yeah. Whoa.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to rewind that one more time. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
You're like, that's stupid.
Holy shit. Okay,
I remember naked Austin Powers.
Like, got you?
Yeah.
Got me.
That's
like when
fair.
He had like the metal thing around his
yeah.
dick.
Yes.
Yeah. And I was like, this
oh, yeah,
is wrong.
He's just, like,
right.
up.
But it's because it's also comedy, something that you were into too.
Yeah,
you know
maybe
what I mean?
That's
yes.
why.
So it's like you were already just giddy to be watching it.
I paused it immediately.
That's why Jenny
backed off.
Oh, wow.
Like,
that's intense.
Like, and not necessarily to that, but I was like, I have to go jack off now.
Yeah, now it has to happen.
Your whole
yeah.
family just sat and waited for you to get back. Okay, now we can
you
start
can
it again.
Unpause the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Mono, you were really loud in there.
Yeah, you guys didn't listen to anything while I did that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I thought for sure you would have let the movie keep playing.
We didn't want you to miss anything, Mono.
You seem to really like it.
They hit play. I pause it again and leave.
Sorry.
Oh, shit.
Turns out I just like VCRs.
That was a fun question.
That was a fun question.
That's
here's,
a good one.
I got another fun question here.
Cool.
This is from Danielle Hanley or D Cornell 20 at D Cornell 26. What is the ideal pairing for the taco fries? What product would benefit the most to put the fries inside of? We sort of riffed on that, but that's like...
I could riff more.
I'll say...
Yeah, I could always riff more, dude.
Love the nacho supreme... Like, turning the nacho supreme
yeah.
into fucking loaded fries.
That was fun.
So good.
I think something
saying
goopy...
Saying maybe the best thing you can do with the fries,
yeah.
they're doing.
Yeah.
yeah.
They're already doing
I
by
think
having...
I think that's like perfect.
I
should have
gotten grande.
Where it's just
yeah.
and sporks.
Yeah.
Highly recommend if we had a spork, I didn't grab
fuck
one.
Yeah.
I mean, we're in a home, so there's definitely forks and
yeah.
spoons.
No, we refuse.
I kind of there's so many things I want, but I immediately thought of now like a steak quesadilla with fries in it.
Oh, it's like steak and fries,
steak and
like
fries.
Steak and potatoes.
That's fun.
Yeah.
That, add the avocado ranch to that one.
Definitely more sauce grilled well done.
Grilled
well
done.
Done.
Oh, shit.
Gotta
dude.
Get it well
you
done.
You have to get
steak
it well done.
Steak and fries is a good steak frites.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That would be
that's,
great.
I'm a fry guy.
That's what they sell it as. Steak frite quesadite.
Steak
frites quesadite.
Taco Bell, are you fucking listening to this? No, you aren't.
No, you
please.
Aren't.
I can't wait till the next episode of Taco Bell, which is us with a Taco Bell executive with like a ball gag in his mouth. And it's like,
what do you think?
We have him like held hostage. Well, Taco Bell, if you don't give us a fucking deal, the chief technical officer is
going
to fucking
that
get
country
it.
Of gun, like.
I just killed my fucking dog for calorie free cheesy gordita crunches. You think I won't kill a
we
fucking.
Can't do that.
Speak up, Merle.
Merle.
Answer me, Merle. Merle, your voice, you barely are doing one. You want to take that again? Maybe this time make a choice?
No.
And I'm sitting over here. I'm sitting over here, stoned as fuck, holding an actual phone to my head and talking into it, and trying to also light a joint while holding a phone that is only for a podcast bit. I'm fucking dumb.
Very
dude.
Good,
dude.
Very
I'm
good.
Fucking dumb,
fucking
dude.
Fucking dumb.
Hey,
let's get another question. Oh wait, we're still working on that one.
Yeah.
Did you have? You have to have one.
Yeah.
Mine is. I thought I would love to add the fries to the CGC, mm-hmm. but upon doing it, it kind of matches the texture a little too much yeah. and doesn't break it up. So, but this is going to be wild. So I know I love the beefy five layer because it's all liquids.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I think maybe some floating fries inside Hell of a beefy yeah. five layer to add a little bit of crisp
yep.
would be a fucking yep. a good
that
move.
Would be perfect. Yep. That would be so
I
good.
Would do a whole burrito.
I just got so excited.
That's
like
so
when
good.
That came to me, I was like, holy shit,
I fucking
man.
Did it.
I was yeah. like, I truly felt good about myself
did it.
For the first time
in a decade. Long time.
Decades.
For the first time in a long
I
time.
I would do a burrito essentially, so with all the fixings of the potato soft taco,
mm-hmm.
but with the French fries instead of the cubed potatoes, which are still fucking good,
mm-hmm.
but with that sauce, the cheese, and the lettuce, but in a big burrito.
Oh, shit. I like that.
I would lose my mind on that.
You're going to get both potatoes?
Oh, fuck!
Get both
yeah,
potatoes
I'm
in
both
there.
Potatoes
potato
in
medley
there.
Burrito.
Yum.
Oh, that's so good.
No.
I love
one
you
potato,
so much.
One potato, two potato, three potato, burrito.
I mean,
I'm gonna live forever.
Let's get tater tots in the mix.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, we're talking tots, baby.
Tots,
yes.
Taco Bell
tots.
Taco
Bells.
A lot could
I want to go to a Taco Bell.
Lot of quesadilla. Capabilla.
Capabilla.
I did really like
I'm losing
my mind. Steak-free quesadilla.
That's great.
These chemicals are good.
Oh, fuck
I feel free. Alive and ready to jump off a bridge.
I feel so horny, but like I could also never fuck.
Oh, you never get hard.
I feel so horny, but I feel like I couldn't fuck for a day.
You could fit. You could get my hole ready for hours, and you would never.
You could prep
ready.
The hole for hours,
and you would
as
never.
You know, I like.
You would keep doing that.
Well, maybe let's move on to a question.
Okay. Wait. One more quick thing. Putting your dick in my butt like it's like a wrinkly $1 like in a vending machine.
Oh no!
And it keeps rejecting it. Okay, keep going.
That's funny, Manu.
I love it.
This question's from Dana 278. Who do I have to blow to get them to bring back the Chilito, aka the chili cheese burrito?
Oh shit! I remember that.
Merle Tom is
Merle
who you
Tom,
have to blow.
Dude, you gotta find Merle
the
Tom.
The best character ever conceived. Merle
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, gotta go find Merle Tom.
That's a question for
blow
Merle Tom.
Blow him, but he's full of Taco Bell, so he may not get a boner.
To be fair, he comes nacho sauce.
Ooh,
I like doing it.
Now that's fun.
Now that would be a fun thing if you were able to change the flavor of your cum to a sort of
what?
Baja Blast, dude.
Ooh, that's refreshing.
You want a Baja Blast? Now is that Baja sauce blasted at you, or is
yes.
it Blue Mountain Dew?
It's Blue Mountain Dew.
Blue Mountain Dew.
It's Blue Mountain Dew. If
it's both.
It's both.
It's fucking both.
Dude,
it's fucking chunky Blue it's Mountain
like,
Dew.
It's like that thing.
Chunky Blue Mountain Dew.
No, it's like
sounds
that
like a 1950s song.
It's a chunky
it's like
Blue
that
Mountain
shampoo
Blue.
Conditioner that you could squeeze at the same time.
Yeah, it's like, yes. It's like chocolate it's just, peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. It's like yeah, it's like peanut swirl. Swirl.
I'm swirling.
I'm swirling. Wait, it's like vanilla chocolate or swirl. You're like, fuck it. You got to be like, do you want Baja Blast or Baja Sauce? Jam your fingers up your ass to combine the
two. To combine the two. That's
trigger.
So funny.
All right, now Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, if you're listening,
Taco
we got great ad campaign.
Yo, you gotta pay us money. They're gonna end up fucking retroactively editing Mono out of the video.
Oh my god.
They're gonna take away your $200.
Give us $200 and all the crafty food you took.
No,
I'll do a GoFundMe if they do take your money back. I'll
oh,
do a GoFundMe.
Your money back, dude.
And that's I've never done a GoFundMe. I never will, except for
except
that.
I'll do it
although,
to save you, Manu.
Thank you.
I saw on Twitter a picture of Alex Winter and Keanu Reeves, and it's like, we have a script
for
Bill
third?
And Ted's 3,
whoa.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'll
hey, Hollywood, give us money. I was like, if this became a Kickstarter, I would... Pay. I would pay.
I would in a heartbeat. Yeah.
I would pay. What,
it's like one
what
of
is the minimum to
movies.
Get a role? Like, yeah. You know, like for 100K, you could be have a U5.
Oh, okay, what, who in time would you want to be?
Oh, shit, Hercules.
Oh, yeah.
Oh shit.
I'd want to be Hercules, like a fat, sweaty Hercules.
That's awesome.
Like, oh, yes, of course.
Lionel,
I'll come with you.
Who would you be?
I want to be an ugly Cleopatra.
Like, hey.
And they're like, Cleopatra? But they said you're so beautiful. And it's like,
no. No? Aren't there like.
Using your ethnicity and your love of drag to combo is a fucking smart
so
move.
Good.
You might book that.
I might book that.
They might take that pitch for the movie. Seriously.
I know. Okay, yeah.
That's
what would
good.
You be?
Helen of Troy. Oh. The face that launched a thousand ships.
Yes. Oh my God. So we're all in the Mediterranean.
Oh,
We're all in the same sea.
We also all just want to go to Greece and hang out.
Yes. Shoot in Greece. It'll be cheap.
Yeah. Keanu,
for the people,
Alex.
For the people not watching on the live Jasmine cam. For the people not watching on live Jasmine cam, you should know that we all just joined hands.
Jasmine
we literally all just joined hands and went. I'm joking. We're all going to the Mediterranean. We all just held
like
hands.
Like we truly booked it.
like we were all going. Like we, the three of us, just got cast in Bill and Ted's 3, and also it's a travel show. We also get to go to the bedroom.
Oh my God.
We truly held hands.
Hold hands.
Oh, I'm crying.
Oh,
it might be the Taco Bell.
Me too. Oh my God.
I don't even know what
funny.
The question is. So that happy. All came from what come? Wait, Chilarito.
What happened? Oh, who she's got to blow? Merle Tom, dude.
Merle Tom, Chilarito.
So to answer your question, Merle Tom. Oh, wait. Not a question. This is from Davey with two Y's, J. Not a question, but mix hot sauce with the cheese makes it way better. Holy shit.
We got some.
Okay.
Here we go.
Sounds like a good plan. Holy shit.
Davey J, thank you for that.
Kemp,
here we go.
Here's my question. Do you think you could do the $20 Taco Bell challenge?
What's that?
You have to eat $20 worth of Taco Bell within 1 hour. Only one drink purchase allowed.
No.
You don't think you could do it?
I think I would die.
I could do it.
Well, let me think. Because the quesadillas are expensiver. So what if you could get like a...
That's also a word.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could eat $20 worth of quesadillas.
Holy I think I could. Oh, now we've mixed the sauce with the cheese. It is a gorgeous amber. It looks like...
it's Baja. It looks like Baja
amber,
sauce.
Amber, like from Jurassic Park. It
Let's
looks
call
amazing.
It Amber Alert.
We got a lovely sauce. Amber Alert.
Everyone, Amber Alert.
Taco Bell.
Can you Amber Alert my burrito?
I'm an Amber Alert guy.
I'm an Amber Alert guy. Oh, yes, sir.
Coming right up.
Oh, that is good. It's good.
It's really good. It's hard to judge because now everything has gone ice cold.
Right.
Everything is.
It's not stopping me, though.
No.
That's a good question. Thanks, man.
That was a great.
Thank you. That's a good suggestion.
That's a great suggestion. I'm going to do it all the time now.
Someone named at Inner Bangs asks, have you ever considered how easy it could be to get diverticulitis?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Wait. What do you mean?
What's
diverticulitis is that thing where there's tiny holes in your intestinal tract. Yeah. So when you eat tiny things, it hurts your intestines. Like if you eat strawberry seeds or raspberries or sesame seeds, anything tiny.
Oh.
I don't know what the hell that means. Sorry.
I think I have it.
Don't come for us.
Don't come for us.
Yeah, get out of here, dude. Is it weird if Taco Bell is legitimately... Is it weird? I've been not talking into the microphone for I don't know how long. I lost it again. Is it weird if Taco Bell is legitimately your favorite restaurant? That comes from J Span Bauer.
No.
At J Span Bauer.
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
It's a fun thing.
I think it might be my favorite restaurant.
I will say it's. I'm.
I get
always
the most
excited
about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm always excited to get it. It's always just a
it's
treat.
So good.
I almost never have it planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So today was very interesting because I'm trying to be a little healthier.
Yeah.
So all week long, I knew I had this coming. So
I
was. It was very easy for me to
too.
Eat salad all week long.
Yes.
Me too.
And be smart and be like, just go ham on Friday morning.
Yeah. You get to lose your mind Friday morning.
Yes.
Should we say a little bit then when we
take some laxatives
when we were trying to book this recording, we were texting and we were like, oh, can we do it earlier Friday so we have more time to shit it all out?
Yeah. I was like, I got a show at 8. I got to be able to have the afternoon to fucking diarrhea.
I said, I got to fly to San Francisco tomorrow. I'm like, I cannot feel like this at an airport. So I got to, I'm going to smash like 5 gallons of water after this.
Yeah. Also, a ton
and then
of
eat Shake Shack for dinner.
I'm going to have a shit ton of coffee and just blow out my hole.
Yeah, that's smart.
That's
smart. That's how you do it, kid.
All right, kid.
That's how you do it.
I'm going to do a cold brew enema.
No, I think be proud.
Coconut cold brew enema.
Oh,
my God. Ooh, yeah. I'm going to do M&M's coconut cold brew enema.
Shove them up my head.
The whole bag.
Shove them up my
head. Yes.
My name is... My name is... Slim Brownie.
Oh, my God.
Guys, this is the most... fun I've had in a decade.
This is so
long,
fun.
In a long time. This is the best I've felt.
Hey, man, you got married during that time.
Yeah. No, I know.
I remember.
Oh, I haven't forgotten.
Oh, my God.
I'm dipping CGC in this
hot... No, I think be proud. Oh, no, Arthur. Be proud of loving Taco Bell.
Be proud. Arthur just called 911. He came in here to let us know that he's worried for us.
Yeah. Arthur, we're fine.
Arthur's like, I eat rabbit shit if I see it on the street, and I think you're fucking disgusting.
Rabbit shit?
I don't know.
You got rabbits here? Okay.
Cute.
Oh, it's so fun.
Dude, I can't stop. My heart. Give me the bacon. And
well,
the
your
bacon
problem is you keep talking about it, and then you're like, I want to experience
myself back
that.
Up, yeah.
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 I can see it in your face where you're like, yeah, that cheesy bite. And then you're like, yeah, I'm going to go eat that.
I will say that
I will say the refractory period of Taco Bell orgasms is way shorter than actual orgasms.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go again.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Totally.
Yes.
We just sat here and talked. I mean, maybe I smoked another half of a joint in the middle of this conversation. No Taco Bell. Oh, it's legal.
Yeah, hell yeah.
It's fucking legal.
Yeah, fuck off, Taco Bell. Please hire us.
Whatever you say.
We love you so much.
Someone do a list of pull quotes of how mean we were to Taco Bell and send it to their HR department so they will hire us.
They would love it. Please,
Free.
Taco Bell.
This is from at Snap the Jap. He's Japanese. Cool. I just ate there last night because of the fries. To which menu items would you add the extra nacho sauce? In an attempt to improve them. Okay, so similar question about the
nacho
fries, but now specifically to just the sauce.
I'll say Crunchwrap Supreme.
Yeah.
I've never done that, and now it's blowing my mind. I'm like, why haven't I done that?
Uh-huh.
A Crunchwrap Supreme with nacho cheese is pretty much the thing I wanted before, which was the order of nachos in a tortilla. That's what the Crunchwrap Supreme add nacho cheese. They're the same thing.
That's it.
Holy shit. We're in like a movie trying to solve a mystery and we're tiptoeing backwards and we bump into each other.
We did it.
We turn around, we're like, this is the spot. We fixed it.
We found it.
Oh, found it. Fixed it. I don't know.
We fixed it.
We fixed it.
God, maybe Mexican pizza. Mexican pizza. Put some nacho cheese on.
Oh, yeah, Mexican pizza's rad.
Mexican pizza.
I always forget to get those.
I want them to have more fun hybrids. Like, I love the loaded potato griller.
Love
it. It's like a potato skin.
I want
more of that. Like,
yeah.
Let's get weirder. Let's get pizza flavors in there. Let's get...
That would be fun.
Philly cheesesteak
flavor.
Especially
with
those little loaders.
That's a great question. Hold on. This is from at ABT Silence. And this kind of, you were already saying this. What other non-traditional Mexican food should Taco Bell tackle
next?
There we go.
You're saying like little burritos like our whole new flavor profiles.
Yeah.
Like a pepperoni and cheese burrito.
Awesome.
Like a little roll-up or something
Yeah,
like that.
Fuck yeah. I want to see a Philly cheesesteak burrito.
Yes. Jalapeno popper.
They should do a mini so they can do it like kind of bullshitty.
Yes.
And you can just, so in the middle of the meal, you're like, jalapeno popper is a great one.
Yeah.
One that's like... bacon, sour cream, scallion, potato cheese, or something like that. You know, like five different, like outside of Mexican flavor profiles.
Yes. Because
imagine the middle of all this, you got to take a break of like a little pepperoni and cheese.
Yes.
Little fucking, ooh.
Oh, I have a
or
pick.
Or chicken parm. Fuck.
What a chicken
parm.
Oh, my God. I love chicken
parm. Davis just coughed blood everywhere.
Can't stop. Won't stop. Oh, you guys
fuck.
Try this.
Chicken parm grilled dia would be so good.
Oh, my fuck, God. Dude. Well, how about?
I have
Hear me out.
Okay, I'm hearing.
Chicken parm what is it, gordita?
Yes. Oh,
like grill, yes. Like almost panini style.
Oh, shit. Fuck my...
Fuck me.
All the Baja right. sauce leaked out of my butthole.
Bend over.
Baja Blast?
Fuck swirl. Toy.
What about this? Torta sliders.
Yes.
So you get like fuck four yes. delicious Hawaiian with, sweet rolls.
With the fucking fried chicken.
Yes.
Yes. Chips.
Yes.
Yes.
And like a fun slaw.
Yes.
Oh, God.
I love slaw. Yeah, you should do some Taco Bell slot. Taco Bell, listen to us.
God, that's just the beginning.
Yeah, the non-traditional item I'd like them to tackle next is chicken nuggets, which they kind of did with the chicken chips.
Yeah.
I want them to hit them again and bring them back.
Give us all the sauces we want to dunk them in.
Give us fucking sauces.
Give us sauces. Give us
give me a fucking
nuggets.
Taco Bell.
You can tell when I'm high or drunk because I'll say sauce and I don't know how to say it other than without like a W in it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sauce.
Sauce.
You want fucking sauce or you want coffee? You want fucking
which
coffee
one
or you want fucking sauce or a beer, dude? You want me to get you a fucking beer? You want a fucking beer, bro? I got a fucking beer right here, bro. You want a fucking beer, dude?
A beer, dude.
Hey, dog, you want to make a
beer, dude?
Gabrus is dead.
Gabrus is dead.
Please discuss the best worst reheating methods / items. Oh. Hashtag Taco Bell. Thank you for using a hashtag. I didn't explain how to do that at World R. Pelican, Tonoville.
Okay.
Right.
This is why you don't get veggies. You can't get lettuce or tomato because they don't reheat well.
Yeah, that's sick.
So,
you just need to get
trying
like
to dip a cheesy gordita crunch into the fries.
It's beautiful.
Oh, I love this. Is gorgeous. Oh,
fuck.
I'm keeping this for my spank bank.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
shit, I got it.
Oh. Describe fuck. It.
Oh, shit, dude. Oh shit, no.
Oh shit.
That was both gorgeous and disgusting.
Yeah.
It was like a
perfect.
Contradiction.
That's not the first time I've been described as
gorgeous.
That's kind of Taco Bell. Gorgeous and disgusting. Yeah. You hear that, Taco Bell?
Yeah, Heidi. Okay, so definitely do a toaster oven or an oven. Like if you have
I will
one of those
say I've microwaved it and I wasn't upset.
Yeah.
But
I think
toaster oven.
Take everything out of its packaging. Throw it on a piece of tin foil.
Yeah.
In your oven.
Yeah.
On like 300 or in a toaster oven. Toast it up.
And
I think
start
with no veggies.
350, no veggies. Go to start at 350 and then go to 450 for that toast on the outside.
Mana loves a good toast.
I love a toast.
I love a good toast. He's the Toastmaster General.
He's always smelling it. And then he like goes
his eyes
half.
Roll back and yeah. He says, I smell toast.
And his whole left side just goes down.
He slips off his total gym that he's all greased up on.
Live big black and white labels on foods that would be good toasted.
Yeah.
You should be better. Be toasted.
You might want to toast it. I'm the Toastmaster General.
Toastmaster. Don't grab. Mano just tried to grab my booby.
Sorry, I'm under the influence of Taco Bell.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh.
Give me that dick.
Give me are there any non-Taco Bell hot sauces that taste good with Taco Bell?
Yeah.
That's from @r_man_potluck.
Totally.
But let's expand it past. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Let's expand it past hot sauce. Any other non-Taco Bell
sauces
in general that work well?
Well,
with
I gotta say ranch.
I wrote, so here's what Siri heard.
Siri?
That's from @araman. So I was trying to read that guy's Twitter handle.
Oh.
And she said, in my realm, anyone can be anything.
Jesus Christ.
Siri's woke.
Siri.
Oh, no, you got her attention again.
Oh, no.
Go to sleep, Siri.
Siri,
you dumb
get out of here,
cunt.
You stupid
Siri,
bitch.
Go to sleep.
I hate Siri.
We love getting in screaming matches
Apple,
with our Siris.
Do ads with us.
Apple,
we need
Siri
money,
ads.
Dude. Apple, have us do suck fucking Siri
suck
ads.
Suck fucking Siri ads.
Suck me and fuck me.
Have us do suck me, fuck me.
Siri.
Okay, listen. I'm an illegal immigrant.
The name of our sitcom is Suck Me, Fuck Me,
Suck
Siri.
Suck Me, Fuck Me, Siri.
And it's about a Syrian guy we call Siri who lives in our house. and we're pretending he's our fucktoy, but really he's an immigrant that we don't want to get deported because he's a dreamer.
Yes.
This is perfect television.
This is good.
Yeah, it's really good.
They eat fucktoy with balsamic vinaigrette every night.
Oh my God. I want to dunk those fries in ranch.
Shit, dude. That might be the move. That might be the jaunt.
Ranch. Ooh. I want.
And I feel ranch on, like, sorry, real quick, a Crunchwrap Supreme instead of like the
All
sour cream or something.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That would be so good. Okay. Paquito Moss has this really awesome, like, roasted salsa.
I love it.
That
so
salsa
much.
Is so good on Taco
Their
Bell.
Their green is so good, too. And they had it on Taco Bell. But
so other salsas
I've
on
had
it.
I've it with, like, Cholula and Tapatio, and it's great. I just love those on everything.
Yeah, I love Cholula. I'm not a sriracha on my Taco Bell guy.
No, me neither. Isn't that
weird?
I like sriracha on mostly. Yeah, that makes sense because it's like not a Mexican hot sauce. So it's like a little bit different flavor profile, maybe.
Yeah.
Wait, I had the sauce in my head, but it escaped me because I'm a fucking waste.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking waste. No. Oh. Gravy.
Gravy and French fries.
Dip a fucking burrito
Hollandaise.
In gravy.
I mean, that would be fun if they did like a poutine.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
dude.
They could do that now. Poutine.
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 Hey, hire us to name the fucking items too.
I'm a poop guy. Yes, sir.
And right away, Mr. Poop Guy. So let's wrap it up here.
Okay.
Let's final word about the fries. Everyone knows our attitude towards Taco Bell. We fucking love it, and we want them to hire us to make ads.
We love you.
And we want the ads, we should say, to be union.
Gotta be union.
We're pro union. We want to.
Gotta be union.
We gotta be union. Please. We're going full
gotta
union.
Gotta be union.
Please talk about.
We need a union. I need to make a fucking pension, bro.
Yeah, I gotta get that healthcare, buddy.
I need my fucking healthcare, dog.
I love the fries so damn much.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna try and put them in everything.
Yeah,
and just individually. They're so good.
I don't order fries at most fast food places because I prefer to have like a smaller sandwich instead of fries or chicken nuggets instead of fries. And these fries are better than I even thought they were going to.
Me too.
Yes.
These fries are better than they have to be for me to say the good fries were a good idea. They're so much better than I expected and
they're
needed
so
them to be.
Good.
They're really potato-y.
Yes. It's
they
like,
really are. Like,
they have a good texture and a good seasoning.
Yeah.
They're delicious. I will put them on stuff. And I'm not even like, I like fries, but I'm not even like the number one fry guy.
The number one fry guy. The number one cuck boy.
I love him.
I love him. I think a big thing that we spoke about, but as part of my closing thesis, I want to add is the texture of the fry is very different than almost all their items.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's an introduction of a new texture at minimum, and like as an additive to items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very interesting in that way. It gives everything a slight crisp, but it's not like a snappy crisp.
But then also
it's
just
potato, like because it's a very potato-y fry.
It's so
it really
good.
Is. Like I feel.
It really is
one of the the only ingredients where you're like, yeah. This is the thing it is.
Yes.
Right, yeah, this is 100%.
You know, like,
the thing
this is potato.
Don't take this away from us, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell,
we love you. We fucking love you.
Unless.
We're starting dialysis right now. So.
Yeah.
We're getting our fucking toenails professionally cut because we can't cut them ourselves.
The gout is taking all of our left side.
I have fucking the gout because I ate oysters, goat cheese, and Taco Bell every day.
Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Hi.
Did you sign the contract yet?
No, Wendy, it's me, memorable character Merle Tom.
Oh, Merle.
And of course, I'm here. Oh. It's me, the fry guy.
Oh!
The fry guy.
Davis's eyes are completely crossed. They actually crossed into each other's sockets.
He's now gone from.
I just did the old eye switcheroo.
The old eye switcheroo.
You've gone from Dolly to Picasso.
Dolly to Picasso, baby.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Dolly to Picasso. Oh, yeah.
To Picasso.
Your nose.
No, I can't do that shit. Because I'm an alt-right motherfucker.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
So at what's our Twitter handles so people can tweet at us how disgusting this was despite us telling them not to say shit about that.
Don't say shit about it. I'm at Birdie So Dirty. BirdySoDerty.
Whoa, and I'm at Mono Agapian. That's just my name. ManoAgapion.
That's just my name. I know it's
just
crazy.
My name.
Oh, and check out Disjointed on Netflix.
Please watch Disjointed on Netflix.
Betsy's really funny on that show.
Yeah.
I guess also listen to Horny for Horror.
Horny for Horror.
Why not?
Our podcast where we talk everything horror. Gabrus has been on it, and we'll have him on it again.
We have to come back.
Gabrus hated it. No, we want you to come back as a character. Okay, oh, I know.
Now we want you as a character. So think of what character from a horror film you want to play.
I know who.
Oh, who?
Beaver.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell yeah.
We got to have you on as Beaver.
A fake character.
Perfect.
Fantastic.
I'm finishing up this Crunchwrap Supreme. I'm disgusting.
I'm going to probably bite into some more stuff.
Oh, my God. I'm so tempted.
Guys. If you're listening, send this to Taco Bell.
Yes.
Can all my listeners of this podcast send this to Taco Bell and say, you have to hire these guys to make ads for you?
Yes.
All right?
Taco Bell, if you hire us, I will record a video of of Gabrus squirting Baja sauce up my asshole, because that's a good deal for you, right?
Let's be honest. Taco Bell, if you pay us, we'll release the video we already made.
Of the Baja swirl.
Of me putting the Baja swirl in my asshole.
And Betsy just squeezing her tits in the background.
Yeah, I'm just trying to do that Encino Man thing in the background.
Wheezing the juice. as always, I'm at John Gabrus. Tweeted us and shouted us about Taco Bell. Make them hire us. Do everything in your power to make
everything.
Abandon family. Abandon work.
I'm willing to put the No Country for Old Men thing to my dog's head and fucking blow his fucking head off.
Oh my God.
To get fucking a Taco Bell.
My family.
Union job.
Union. Our families will drown if we can have Brendan Fraser torso.
Yes.
Mono will drown his family if you can let us shoot a commercial
and
with Brendan Fraser.
And he's got a huge family.
Oh, yeah.
He's exotic.
Some kind of foreign.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on.
This has been already the best day of my life. Yeah, it started out
fantastic.
Perfect. I recommend this to everybody. Start your morning off
little
by eating a ton of Taco Bell.
We're on a roller coaster that's about to drop fast.
Oh, I know. We're gonna lose the dopamine eventually. You gotta drive home fast. Before
we just crash into a wall.
Before you have a figurative crash during a literal crash.
Oh, like Aunt Diane. Okay.
Bye, shitheads.
Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.